four legs. What if one of those legs breaks? You don't stop and think when you sit on a chair and say, right, what if this chair falls and I sit on it? And when you're sat on it already, you already believe that chair is going to be fine. It's not going to fall apart. That is still faith. The bed that you're lying on, some of those listeners right now, chilling, they're not thinking about that bed. Is that bed going to fall apart? You know, is something going to happen? They feel comfortable. They have in where they are. And these small things, it's often quite easy to underestimate the impact that faith has on our day-to-day lives.
Very deep stuff. Yes, Reb Dibs, are you with us? Excellent. What do you think? Does the devil have faith?
The question, I don't know if it should be... First and foremost, we have to agree that there is a devil.
Okay.
Or there are people first.
Or there are devils. Yeah. Okay.
Now, if we have agreed on that, okay, let's all believe that there is an evil force or there are evil forces and there is a devil.
Okay.
And the devil has a very strong faith. The devil doesn't give up. Or let me say, the evil forces don't give up. They have even stronger faith than most of the religious. Yeah. So strong in their faith that even the funny African legend we hear and about maybe witches or people that
Ayamatanga
in our history. You see them, they don't give up. They fail, they continue. They fail, they don't give up. They believe that they will conquer. So if there is a devil, the devil has a very strong faith.
All right, fair enough. Okay, lots of strong arguments. I didn't think people would go through this angle and say that the devil has faith. I thought a lot of people would be on the wave of, how can the devil have faith? You know, faith, you know, is a human being that has faith in God. Can the devil have, maybe I didn't phrase it right. Can the devil have faith in God? Should maybe be the question. Lagos, let's know what you think. Can the devil have faith in God? 0700-993-993-993. Once again, that's 0700-993-993-993. Let's try and dodge Ibuka this time. Yes, pick a call. Lost that one. Let's try another one. Oh, no. Is Ibuka using jazz on these people? Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Please tell me it's not Ibuka.
My name is John.
John, excellent. Yes, what's your take?
For me, they won't make it right now. I have so much faith. I've been calling since.
Oh, so sorry. But glad you came through. It's Ibuka that has been hugging all the lines. I don't know how he's doing it.
Okay,
yes.
First, let me just point out, the devil is dead. Before I say another thing.
The devil is dead. Okay.
So the devil has so much faith because he understands God. Man, I've never seen God before, so he doesn't even understand God at all. Man, doesn't mean man, men are women.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to faith, anything that you understand very well, when you understand something extremely well, you put your faith on it. If you understand your phone very well, you can put your faith on your phone and say, okay, this phone will not disappoint me during this meeting because you understand the phone. You get it right. Okay, now, so if you put your faith in God, you understand God, you know that, okay, even if you pray for something and God doesn't come true, you won't be disappointed because you know that God is by His will. So that you can have somebody that is very, very close to God, but something will happen. Before you know it, the person will despair and go and commit suicide and say God does not come true. It shows you that the person just know God based on faith, the Bible said, but he doesn't really know who God is. So he will despair and kill himself. But if you understand who God is, you cannot despair. So there's a God. And again, anybody that thinks that there's no God, you shouldn't ask a pastor, you shouldn't ask a priest. Go and ask all those strong occultic men. You can just go to somewhere like Badagry. Ask people that do serious voodoo. Ask them about Jesus, they will tell you. And again, before I cut, there's somebody that said that Jesus Christ is not God. Let me point out something. Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he said there's somebody that is not him that needs the, what's it called, the respect or the, how do I put it now, the honor. But there's someone up there that needs it. That was God itself. That was God the Father. He was saying it because he was still in man's form. He hasn't taken his glory. He came from heaven to earth to come and die for man. But in the Bible, if you go to Colossians 1:15, it said, Jesus Christ is the image of the unseen God. You now that you're in the studio, you are the image of yourself in that studio right now. You have your picture. When you smart yourself, you see yourself, right? Me, I'm talking, I have my own image. So Jesus Christ is an image of the unseen God that man has not seen. Jesus Christ is that unseen God image.
Interesting.
Jesus Christ is the God that we are worshipping. according to Colossians 1:15.
Okay, okay. Fair enough, fair enough. Lots of insight there. Yes, let's take a couple more. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chinedu from Ajah.
Hi, Chinedu. Yes, what's your take on the subject?
The devil has faith. Faith is everywhere, for everybody, for anything that can believe.
Faith is for everyone, for everybody, and for anyone that can believe. Okay? I don't know how to respond to that one. That was a little bit too direct for me. But anyway, carry on. Are we born with faith, or do we have to find faith? What do you think? Are we born with faith, or do you have to find faith?
Definitely. I mean, if you stop and look at babies, babies by default automatically have faith in their mothers to feed them, to take care of them, or the parents. And we grow through that. If even just look at animals, generally speaking, all sorts of life forms in the world are born or start off by having faith in another life form, another creature, another mother, father, another thing to take care of them and protect them, you know, from the world. So yeah, definitely.
So we are born with faith. Interesting. Yem Swags, do you agree on that position? We are born with faith, or do we have to find faith?
Are you speaking of faith in general, or
however you define it? What do you think? Are you born with whatever you think faith is, or do you have to find it in your definition?
Because if you're looking at faith as something that has a definition and as something that you have to get in touch with, I don't think we can be born with faith then. I think as we grow, then we have to learn about it and then individually we find it. Because if you're looking at, we spoke about babies. We are born as blank slates. Babies, we don't know anything. So if you're saying a baby has faith, they just exist. It is their mother's responsibility to feed them. Of course, every mother will feed their baby.
I would even argue that not every mother would even feed their baby.
I want to say something.
Yes.
Can I speak?
Yes, go on, Red Lips.
Okay. Please, I had this argument when I was in school and I really want to say something now.
You've been waiting this long since school for your chance to say this point.
Philosophy said, man is born tabula rasa, empty slate, nothing in the head. We learn everything. But even if I'm not a great philosopher, I have seen a cousin of mine who lost her mother when she was a baby. She grew up and started acting like her mother. She chews like her mother. The way she chews, when she wants, the way she chew her food, she would chew it like her mother. She walks like her mother. We saw every resemblance in behavior, like her late mother that she never saw or learned from.
Okay.
So sometimes when you say...
Wait, what was the end result of this discovery? That's what I want to know. So, hold on. I just want to understand it very fully. So there's a woman that has died and then her daughter comes and then she is exactly like her.
Don't believe that. We only don't know that there are things there that needs to be unlocked.
What are you saying? So wait, hold on. You concluded that that's the woman that came back. Are you saying that it's the woman that came back again?
No. I'm only telling you that the daughter inherited characters from the mother. So the daughter was not born empty.
Oh, okay, no. Well, I mean, there's definitely some level of genetics. I mean, hold on. I want us to be on the same page.
Empty. Now, okay. About faith. Now, let me quickly talk about the faith here. Okay. If you talk about religious faith in general, truly, you cannot be born with religious faith. If you also talk about believing in your mother as faith, like a baby growing up, like Akatu said, a baby doesn't even have an option. I don't even see that. Faith is you believing, like you choosing to believe something. But a baby doesn't even have an option. A human may grow up to always have faith, but if you talk about babies, babies are born and they are helpless. The only way they can get help is from their mother. They don't have another option. Like, they can't say, I don't need help from my mother, because that is the only way they can get help. It's not like they have faith. That's their only option. They have
no option. I'm just picturing a newborn baby saying, Mommy, move away, I don't want you.
The option to help.
They, They did not decide to have faith in their mother. They are helpless. Yeah. They have no other option. It's no longer faith when you have no option. You wait, have to choose. Sorry?
Hold on. I can't say I'm red lips. I always on opposite sides. Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, I'm a little bit with red lips on this one. I think what he's saying is essentially a baby that is, what, a day old, yeah, is not exactly contemplating its choices, not saying this milk is not hot enough, you know, no, don't breastfeed me unless you're wearing jeans. There's no thought process in relation to it or anything relating to faith, even in terms of its very first feeding. So you can't even say, for example, that, you know, after it's cried a couple of times and the mother has responded, then it then has faith that when it cries, the mother will come, right? I'm not even moving because to that level.
First, you know, even the very first set of tears is because it has faith that those tears will be assuaged. The child has an understanding. Just give me a second, yeah?
Okay.
That child, when your child is born, the child is crying for some comfort and it has faith. Even though it's at a very primitive and very rudimentary level, that whatever discomfort it's experiencing will be assuaged by someone.
But not all children are born crying. Not all children are born crying.
Which is fine. The point is that the ones that are, at that point in time, they say...
Hold on, let's focus on the ones that are not, just so that we can really delve into the aspect of the situation, which may be the emptiness...
At some point, they get hungry and then they inevitably start crying, or they get cold and they start crying, or they get whatever. They have some sort of discomfort, or, you know, they poop their pants or whatever it is. And at some point, they get some level of discomfort that they cry for. The reason why they're crying is because they have faith that their tears would make something or someone somewhere to come to assuage whatever discomfort it is.
Okay. Let's agree. Let's even, for the sake of the conversation, let's even just agree. But Lagos, we can see the calls coming through. We'll come to you guys in a second. Let's just agree for the sake of the conversation that this is true, right? So the baby is crying because he knows that somebody is going to come and do something, right? Okay, so exactly. Now let's use that same logic. So this baby
has faith. Fine.
Let's say it has faith, right? There is a lot of evidence. I want to even just agree. Wait, red lips. Hold on. One house. Yeah, so let's even agree that this baby is crying, right, in order to get attention. Can a baby lose faith if, for example, a baby that is abandoned, let's say a baby is put in a basket, dumped under a tree or something, God forbid, you know, and in that context, is a day old and it cries for a certain period, right? At a certain point, if no one comes, right, at a certain point, will that baby lose faith?
Like everybody else, it depends on the baby. So there's some people at some point where they stop and they say, look, at this point, I'm tired of waiting for God to solve my problems. I'm tired of waiting for somebody else to come and, you know, to fix whatever situation I'm in. I'm just going to stop. Either one, I'm going to do things on my own. I just can't be bothered anymore. I'm just going to just deal with whatever it is that life is throwing at me.
And this is what the baby, these are all the calculations that the baby is making, that don't worry, I'm just going to do whatever life is throwing at me. No, and
there's some babies that do that. Some babies just stop crying. There's some babies that, regardless of the discomfort that they're in at that point, they just stop. And there's some, I don't want to go into morbidities around it, but there's some babies who just say, look, whatever, this is it, man. I don't even, you know what I mean? This is it. They cry, they stop crying. They just take what life is throwing at them. Same way as some individuals.
Okay, yes, yeah, I'm Swags. You guys have a lot of opinions. We've got lots of people calling. Okay, let me take a few calls. Let's see what Lagos is thinking at the moment. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ebukabak.
How? Yes.
Let me take it deep.
Okay, go, go.
You see, we talk about Satan. Let me go to the... Hello?
Yes, what with you?
Now, Adam and Eve... was the first sort of human being created in scripture, according to scripture. I mean, they had no faith, but they were created. They now had faith later on. Satan doesn't have faith before until he disobeyed. He now learns obedience from his disobedience. He now had faith more than us, because someone said that he has experienced God before. Now he was able to burn out many people that are now learning from faith. Now, talking about the beer and all the rest of them, it was because of Adam and Eve. They now pass down those faith to the children. That's how they say, in sin we are conceived. This thing was not, we are not going down. So it is obtainable. Whether the child will imitate, will live a life of the former parents or thereabouts, you get. It's because of this genetic thing that have been passing down, you get. Satan.
So wait, hold on. So you believe that we are born with faith because it's been passed down since Adam?
Yes, honestly, because if a child cries, shut up, he will shut up. When a child would want to, you know, keep quiet, would be the baby, he would respond. He responds to his environment. He responds to so many things happening to him. So
Fair enough. It's been passed down from person to person. Okay, let's find out from more people. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Black from Ghana.
Excellent. Yes, what's your take on the subject? You've got a bit of noise in your background, though. But yeah, carry on.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't believe in anything called faith, okay?
You don't believe in anything called faith? Wow, why is that?
Yeah. Sorry, many people say that faith moves mountains. But never in history has faith moved any mountain, okay? Flat earth mission break down mountains.
Okay. Never in history has faith ever broken, moved any mountain, all right?
Yeah. Flat earth mission broke mountains. We got about earthquake. Faith never caught earthquake, okay? Nature caught earthquake. Can you hear me?
Okay.
And to the saying that children have faith, it's wrong. When babies are hungry, they cry. Babies can't do the teaching and teach themselves. They have to cry. They will find that they are hungry, so they have to cry to eat. You are an adult. When you need money, you have to go and work. Do you get me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't believe that we are not born with faith, and in fact, you don't even believe in faith at all.
I don't, nothing like faith, man. You have to work for it, okay?
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much. An opposing view there. Let's see what a couple more people think. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm Ikechukwu. I'm calling from Mango, Ikeja.
Hi, Ikechukwu. Yes, what's your take on the subject?
Okay, we're still talking about faith, aren't we?
Yes.
The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God.
Okay.
And it says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things yet seen.
Okay.
Okay. So we are saved not by works but by grace or by faith in Christ Jesus. Are we listening? So when people say if the devil has faith, the devil does not need faith because why? He wasn't given an option of choice to serve or not to serve God. Joshua said, choose ye this day whom thou wilt serve. You understand? And man was created to have an option. He is not forced or compelled to serve God. Angels were not given that option to serve or not serve God. So they don't need faith. So it takes faith to believe, to serve, to please God. The devil and the angels don't need faith because it is not an option given to them.
Okay.
So,
okay.
In terms of faith, and the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. You understand? So, if you do not dwell in the knowledge or understanding of the scriptures, you will not be equipped to have faith in God. So, you need to be knowledgeable in the word of God to have faith in God, because it is true, it says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. And testimonies are bound via the word you have heard from the Bible. If you have seen the miracles through which God, in which God has done via his word, then you would have faith in the God that has done that thing. You understand? So whoever that guy, the last caller, said he does not believe in anything called faith, then he cannot believe in God if he does not have faith. Because you can't please God. The Bible says without faith, you cannot please God.
Okay.
So
okay.
If he's not a Christian, understandable. If he does not, you understand? So that is just where the position is.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much for that position. I also want to even throw in a further question. This might be just a little bit on the side, you know, but isn't faith sort of like basic in sense that, isn't it like primary one within the school of spirituality, in the sense that if you meet God, experience God, or hear from God, surely you've moved beyond having faith that there is God or having faith that God exists. It becomes knowledge at some point. And in fact, shouldn't it actually leave faith and become knowledge if you are in a spiritual walk with God? At some point, shouldn't it no longer be about faith? Shouldn't it be about knowing who it is that you are following? What do you think?
Oh.
Should I take that?
Yeah, go on. Red lips. Red lips was like, huh. Like, he was thinking, should I ask her this one? Or, let me cool down first. Yes, I can't go on.
I mean,
What with you? Yeah, carry on. Akatsu, yeah.
Okay, so in my view, I think in the interest, first of all, it's probably worth explaining that I am not necessarily religious. So it's probably worth clarifying that. So it's quite clear from the outset. And to add to that, in this context, when you start speaking and moving over from faith to knowledge, the moment faith switches over to knowledge in any religious context, it's no longer a religion. It becomes science. The moment you know something and you're able to quantify it, able to measure it, able to repeat it, it has become science.
Hold on. You've added some other elements which might not necessarily be the case. And maybe what you're classifying as science is not necessarily the middle ground, because you talk of repetition, you know, and that's usually what scientists, you know, try to what's the word? There's some things that may not necessarily occur the way you want them to. Just like I can have a conversation with you, and it might not be exactly how I want the conversation to go, and I might not be able to predict how the conversation will go, and I might not be able to repeat the exact same conversation that we had from a scientific perspective. Either our tones might be different, I might shout some words, I might leave out some certain words, I might use certain slangs or whatever it is. We might never be able to repeat that conversation. That doesn't change the fact that we had a conversation. I'm just using that as an example.
If you move into the details, Chris, so if you start breaking down to granularity, yes. So, but the general concept is you can speak, I can understand, I can respond. And that's repeatable, period. That's just irrefutable evidence. Speak to me, I will understand what you're saying, or there's a high probability I'll understand what you're saying, and I can respond to you, and you can understand my response, and we can have a conversation. That's how conversations occur. So the detail of these conversations about whether or not I really understand what you're saying, I really understand every single letter, you understand every single definition, da da da. Maybe not. It might not be repeatable. It might not. You might speak a different language. You know, there's parts of it that might be. If you break it down to the actual detail, but the overarching assumption, generally speaking, is that if something is on, if it's standable, it's repeatable, and you have absolute knowledge, you can define it clearly, then it moves over from religion. Because religion, all religions are based on faith. All of them, by definition, are based on faith. The whole concept about religion is about the fact that we don't necessarily know, but we think that this is probably the right thing. And that's why there's so many religions. The moment you can change one religion from belief into fact, that becomes the only true religion. And the reason why we have so many is because we don't have that. There's no knowledge about
it. I think I disagree. I disagree in the sense that it might not be well known in terms of what is fact, but that doesn't change the fact that there is fact. It still boils down to that, in the sense that red lips, Karen.
Okay, yeah. Everybody mustn't be religious, honestly. But even if I show you the fact right now, I want to say something. You may not agree to it. Even if I bring a proof that this is God and you see it, I bet you so many people will still tell you that they are not convinced. They will touch the God and still say this is not the God. So when you talk about the faith who can bring the religion that can make faith becomes knowledge, if you are telling me you don't believe in you have not encountered something that will make you believe there is a God, it's funny. But you say you don't believe in the Christian God or the Muslim God, I feel you are good, you are cool. I don't see anything to argue there. But if you say science has been able to prove, even science have not been able to prove that we were not created. They have no proof. They are assuming. It's all assumption. From water to land, from whatever to what creature, from monkey, it's all an assumption.
There is no evidence. Shown us any evidence.
There is actually quite a lot of evidence. Hold on. I mean, the thing is this, yeah. Where I perhaps differ from Akatu in terms of belief, yeah, is I believe in God fully. I'm not 100% sure of Akatu's stance, you know, relating to that. But I also believe in science. Right. And I don't think that they're exclusive of one another. Right. So I don't negate fact simply because of the fact that I want to have faith. So if I'm presented with facts, for example, I have seen facts relating to evolution and the changes that have happened between animals over generations. I've seen it empirically. I've seen it physically. You know, I've even seen it within myself, quote unquote, in the baldness that is my inevitable, is an inevitable consequence of my humanity and genetics or whatever it is, right? But anyway, the bottom line is there are facts that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, but for some reason we deny them in favor of faith. So for example, religion for some reason is bent on not accepting the facts related to evolution, and I don't understand the reason why that is. In order for faith to work, does that mean you have to negate fact?
Perfectly proven.
No, but it has. Red lips. When you say it hasn't been perfectly proven, what does it mean that it hasn't been perfectly proven?
Since when we started writing and keeping history, we have discovered a sea animal that no longer lives in the sea. We knew it that it was living in the sea. Now it's a full, as in completely a land animal.
There are many.
That doesn't go to the sea at all. Just give me.
There are actually.
There are new species
that are being discovered all the time. There are all kinds, and these changes that happen. They happen.
Very basic example. I mean, without going too far. I mean, just talk about malaria. I mean, over the years, we've had loads of different malaria drugs. That we've had to be creating new malaria drugs to be handling the different strains.
Because the strains are evolving.
That's it. Because
even COVID-19, there are three. They're talking about there are several different strains of COVID-19 because of the fact that the disease has evolved.
It's evolving.
Hold on. Red lips. Try and understand. Red lips.
Exists underwater and now fully breathes air like us.
Red lips. Hold on.
These are all assumptions.
Red lips. Hold on. Let's try. We should try and understand each other.
Even science is Assuming science has never made red lips.
All right, with this battle, it's looking like we might have to take a quick advert break at some point, so that red lips, we'll come back. In fact, we might have to tear out red. Oh, what's his name? The red from his lips. I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
We'll remove one lip.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back in just a second, after which we will tackle MC Red Lips and we'll give a few people a chance to call in just a minute. Don't touch that dial.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hi, my name is Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend.
Never know how much I love you.
Going through a lot in your relationship and you need someone to talk to. Then join Ada Blessing on the Chat Station. Heart-to-heart conversations and love and life experiences, matters of the heart, and so much more.
But you'll be my Juliet and I'll be your Romeo.
The Chat Station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're still listening to Don't Drop the Mic. Yes, indeed. And we're talking about faithfulness here on the show. My name is Femi Aribisala. And yes, we are still here. We're having a heated argument just before we took a break. We're talking about evolution on some level and the faith that's involved in that, I guess, from MC Redlips' end. But yeah, so Redlips, before we went on the break, you were saying that we should give you an example of an animal, yeah, that has transitioned from being in the sea and has come onto land, of which Akatu responded, and he was trying to give you an understanding of how evolution works. And so he gave a classic example relating to the malaria virus, or maybe a more prevailing known one is the HIV virus, because we know the battle that it took because of the fact that the virus kept on evolving, and the speed at which it was evolving, we could not create the drugs to keep up with the speed. But anyway, bottom line, even in your house, when you spray insecticide in your house, there's some mosquitoes that won't die. Those mosquitoes, next time you spray, they'll give birth to other children, and you discover that the insecticide that you're spraying inside your house is not killing any of the mosquitoes because they've evolved to be resistant to that particular insecticide. That's how evolution works and natural selection works. So in the example, I don't even know the animal, Red Lips, one second.
Concerning a sea animal.
This argument is too much.
Before you answer, I want to also say something, so I'll stop talking.
Okay,
now,
say something.
Are you going to say, with all the wonders you see, that from a creature that came out of nothing, we have male and female. The female has organs to take care of their baby. They have a breast to give the baby milk.
I'm not even sure what you're asking anymore now, Red Lips.
Let me say something. And you say this whole thing just came out of an explosion.
Now, you have gone another way. You have gone somewhere else again. Red Lips. Actually, hold on. Red Lips. Can you hold on? Red Lips, hold on, please.
It's like this. Wait now, believing in God is like this. If someone once asked a scientist, do you believe in oxygen? He said yes. Do you believe in nitrogen? He said yes. He said because they've been proven. Now, he said, do you believe there are winds blowing? He said yes. He said, how come you believed in this? He said because he has felt the wind with his skin. Then the man asked the scientist, have you ever seen the wind? And he said he has never seen the wind. So he said there are too many signs to see and to feel for you to know that you were created. You don't need to really see the creator to know you were created.
Okay, Red Lips, can you hold on one second now? Yeah, and just for future reference, please, we have to be able to conduct this conversation. So if at certain points we say, okay, please, can you hold on? You have to be able to hold on so that one can interject and we'll be able to have a fluent conversation. Right now, the reason why one was going through the process of explaining the evolutionary process to you was so that you'll be able to understand and apply it, so that in a situation like this now, for example, I can't readily think of an example of a sea animal that has gone into a land animal. I'm sure Akatu has one in a second, but I just want to establish this, right? There's a principle that one is establishing. So we're already aware, for example, that all kinds of things are happening with global warming, with pollution, etc. There are going to be all kinds of creatures, for example, that can no longer exist in their natural habitat, right? Because their natural habitat has been destroyed on some level. It can be some water somewhere where oil has poured inside, and there are going to be some creatures in there that are going to die. Then there are going to be some creatures in there that are able to survive, either because they can come out of the water a bit and breathe more or whatever it is. And what happens is, over a period of time, more of these creatures, right, are able to exist and live outside of water. Right, so at the moment, there are creatures that can exist in water as well as outside of water. It's because over a period of time, either the food that they were hunting was above the water, within the water, or whatever it is. And so they've adapted all of these features over time. I'm not a zoologist, so I can't rattle off several thousands of creatures, but the principle can be applied everywhere. That's why the example of malaria was given. Sorry, yes, Akatu.
I just wanted to just give a bit of context. So Red Lips, you're asking a very valid question, although I think you went off on a tangent. But you're saying, give you an example of an animal that's moved off from from living on land to living in water or vice versa. I can't remember which way. And the reverse question to ask you would be to tell me about a human being who has become old from a baby within 6 months. The question itself doesn't make sense. You need to understand, and something that Femi has explained already, the importance of time in this particular issue of evolution. Time is critical. So humans, even if you look at, just look at how long it takes for a baby to become an old person. There's a process and the time it takes for that baby to evolve.
To evolve from a baby to a man. But Karen.
Yeah, it's the exact same concept. If you apply that, you start understanding quite a lot of different things. Even if you look at things like antibiotics, for example, which has become a major problem in the world now. Antibiotics no longer work as well as they used to 25, 30 years ago, because the bacteria and these other, the bacteria essentially.
The diseases have evolved.
Over time. Exactly. These microorganisms are evolving.
And they are alive. This malaria that we're talking about is alive. It's real. Yeah. It breathes. It exists. Do you understand?
even look at us as humans as well. Even just look at humans as we are. Humanity has evolved in races as a result of the different climates and the different conditions that we've all had to experience over time. It didn't happen. We didn't have, you know, white people, black people, Asians, etc. Or just over 6 months, over a year or 2 years. It took time and the different areas and climates. You don't expect all these changes to happen in a very short space of time. So I understand your question, but you just need to understand the context of time, and that would help you to understand evolution.
I just thought of the perfect question relating to this and red lips. So for example, you possibly believe that Adam and Eve were the first human beings to be created, and they must have been a specific color. How is it that they're different colors all over the world right now? What happened? Or is it that God created black people, then white people, and Chinese people? What happened, in your opinion?
Are you bringing that question to me?
Yes, Red List, I'm asking you, what happened?
I like that question, honestly.
Yeah.
If you understand that race is geographical, not merely because of the climate alone, because I saw something recently that the first people who lived in the United Kingdom, that island of Britain, were dark-skinned people.
Yep. Mm-hmm. With blue eyes and long hair.
And somebody said it was the cold weather that made them light in complexion. I saw that post, and you can.
So what do you call that? I agree with you, but isn't that evolution?
Now this is my point. This is my point.
Yes.
Then another person asked, now, as the race, the pure Negro, no, let me not call them Negro, African race that have been living in the UK for, some have lived there in the cold weather for 400 years. Have they changed at all?
Of course they have.
They've not.
Of course they have.
They have.
See, listen. Hold on. Red lips.
Okay.
See, first of all, like we said, right, there's time. Right? So the 400 years that you're talking about is nowhere near long enough into the hundreds of thousands of years that we're talking about. Do you understand? So first of all, the evolution that you're trying to even find is evident, but it might be in such very, very small scales. Right? It might, because of the changes in their diet, you might discover that there's certain health issues that are different from them. That's why, for example, you know, black Americans in particular are dying a lot more from COVID-19 than we are, because they've clearly evolved differently, because they're bigger boned, they're heavy set. Do you understand? Even complexion-wise, they're different complexion from people that are in Sudan or whatever it is, do you understand, that are much darker skinned. There's a difference between if you bring someone that has lived in Jand or whatever it is, all his old generation was born there, and he comes here and you put him next to a Nigerian, there is a difference in their skin. Literally. But anyway, yes, we've been talking too much. We've not given Lagos a chance to join in the conversation. Too much argument. We're talking about faithfulness. Yes, number to dial 0700-993-993-993. Once again, that's 0700-993-993-993. We are talking about faith. Yeah, let us hear what your take is on the subject. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pastor Ali is talking.
Yes, Swale, yes. What's your take on the subject?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much for all we have been discussing. We know that this topic you are talking about is a very wide topic.
Yes.
God is not a human. You see, there are certain things you don't offer your mouth, which can be kept quiet. God loses. So you are talking to the whole world. Let us know that that evolution you are talking about, animal cannot be a man. Let me tell you that we have what we call knowledge and wisdom. You have knowledge, you may not be able to succeed. But what knowledge is there, which everybody can acquire. But in that very aspect, the word of God is perfect more than anything. Like the woman was talking about, telling you about the revelation. Some area is, she is correct. Wisdom is the multiplication of knowledge. You may have knowledge, you don't have wisdom. A time is coming with backfire again. That's why you see many, there are a lot of faith. Even Satan has faith. Although he drove away from God. But nevertheless, there's nothing we do in this world that have no result. So my brother, in that very aspect, there are things that is changing now, actually. Most of the things that you are seeing in the world today, devil is using tricks to bring it out from heaven and give it to the world. 20 or 50 years ago, the same we are facing today, do you see it before? Where a man is married dog, dog will marry woman. Have you seen it? Is that a good thing for God? So in that very aspect, we need to pray for things we have not known. So in every area of our life, we should be able to have prayer first. Faith is good. You have different type of faith. Even the devil believes.
Even the devil believes. Okay. Let's take a couple more. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Reginald from Satellite again.
Yes, Reginald. What's your take on the subject?
I want to talk about the evolution.
Yes.
You see, the Holy Ghost made us to know that God made man in his own image. God said, let us make man in his own image, not animal. So scientists, this is Charles Darwin theory, talking about man evolving from animals. No, it's wrong. It's totally wrong. It's a blasphemy against the image of God. Because God said, let us make man in his own image, not animals. Scientists are calling many things upside down.
Okay, fair enough. Let me ask you a question. Why do you believe that God made man in his own image?
God made man in his own image.
Yes. Why do you believe that?
So why do I believe that?
Yes.
Mankind is different from animals. Okay, see.
No, but what I'm asking is, why do you believe that God made man in his own image?
Because man, we are to represent God. We are made in the image of God. We are children of God. And we also have the potential, the attributes, God's character.
Okay, fair enough. Yep, let's take another one.
Hello,
good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Ibu Kabak. Yeah.
Wow. Yes, what's your take?
First of all, the topic is faithfulness.
Yes.
I was going to ask Redley, Mr. Abi Baba Redley.
Yes.
Do you have faith in Nigeria?
do you have faith in Nigeria? That's a deep question.
and you see, God is faithful that to the extent that he has never failed, but us, we failed because of choice. Someone said something about Satan, about free will. He misused his free will. That's why he failed. So, talking about revolution or no revolution, these things are the thing God has set, the basics. You see? He just like the last caller that said he has given, he created Adam and Eve, he said that they should procreate. He said they should name things. Whatever name you give it, revolution, no matter what, they have set the standard. Now, as it is in heaven, let it be done on earth. You get? Is a replica. That's why the devil failed. That's why he don't want earth to, you know, to be the way heaven is. That's why he's just playing with our human mind. That's, you see, the devil have no heart faith. That's why he's working on our own for us not to have faith, so that we will not see this God. You know what is there? Honestly, this thing here, enjoy it, guys. I will stick over.
All right, thank you so much for that. Abel Carr has been our number one fan tonight. Let's give a few other people a chance to call. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Val, calling from Festac.
Hi, Val, yes. What's your take on the subject?
Yeah. First of all, let me help Mebuka to answer that question. I personally, as an individual, I have faith in Nigeria. Nigeria has not failed, despite all the challenges that we're having. We haven't failed.
Okay, why do you say that?
We have a bright future. Now, faith itself means basically believing in something you don't see, which means an occurrence that you know would happen even without you actualizing or, how will I put it, whether you like it or not, it is something that will happen. You said something about evolution of man. You know, some years back, some time ago, I was telling one of your colleagues of some people that I heard that met, that saw human beings with tails in Nigeria. And when I made that point, somebody called and said, it is true that it was found, this issue was found in the Mandela Plateau. Somewhere that human beings with tails, human beings, normal human beings that have tails behind in Nigeria, present in Nigeria, I don't know of now, whether they're extinct now or something. Now, it is possible that in the process of creating animals and all that, maybe some took a form like man, just like the apes and all that. And also with science, evolution, it is possible because as things evolve, things change as a result of change in the environment, centuries that pass, earthquakes, things like that must have caused so many changes. It is possible that so many things that we're having today evolved maybe from animals and all that. But for man, I doubt it. Why I say that is, when according to what we had, that when we are created, you ask the question that why did God create man? He needed a representative, somebody that will take over from the work that he has done, somebody that will be of impact to the world, somebody that will take charge and guard and defend and protect everything that he has created and handed over to him. That's why he created man. And I believe strongly that there's so many components and so many things that we have in heaven, angels and all that that we've heard, so many things that we see on earth are like a replication of some of the things we have in heaven. Like there are some angels that are like animals, there are some angels that are like that have like eagles kind of structure, things, different things like that. That is, I believe strongly that it is like, and it is like a photocopy of what we have on earth. That's the type of things that we have in heaven.
Okay. Wow. Full description of the type of things we'll have in heaven. There is a lot of faith going around here in this conversation. Let me switch up the conversation just a tiny little bit. We're talking about faithfulness. Shout out to Ems in the building. I see you. We're talking about faithfulness here on the show, and I want to approach it from a different angle, right? So let me ask this. Is it hard to be faithful to someone all of your life? What do you think? Is it hard to be faithful to someone all your life? Feel free to jump in. Yes, Yem Swags.
I feel you mean faithful to a particular person, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's very hard, if you ask me.
Okay, why is it hard?
Because even in marriage, because when you marry somebody, you're supposed to be together for life, together for work. But then you see, it's a kind of a complicated situation because I wouldn't necessarily call it faith when it comes to marriage. Because I just say maybe loyalty, I say maybe fidelity. Because if I'm putting faith, I'm thinking maybe I'm going to get faith. So that, to answer your question, I'd say yeah, it's very hard to be faithful to have to get together because a lot of complications that human beings have that can't make it possible.
Okay, so let me even rephrase. Not is it hard? Is it possible? That's even a better one. Is it possible? What do you think?
Possibility, yeah. I mean, there's billions of humans. I mean, you find like 2%.
Okay, Akatsu, what do you think? Well, let's even hear from Ems. Ems, your mic is muted. I don't know if you can hear us. What do you think? Is it possible to be faithful to someone all of your life? Well, Ems gets adjusted. Let me jump to Akatu and hear what Red Lips thinks. What do you think, Akatu?
I think it's an interesting question. It does raise a few... I think the most important thing here is about the importance of dedication. So every day you wake up, you decide to go to work, and you go, you know, go hustle or to do something. Every day you have to make that decision. I think a similar question is asking, is it possible to get up and hustle every day or to drive, you know, to drive yourself to succeed? You need to make a conscious decision every day of your life if you want to be faithful. That's it. You need to keep doing that. Is it possible to do that? Of course it's possible, you know, but then it comes down to the individual and the circumstances that surround that person and whether or not they want to be, you know, faithful to whoever it is that they're with for the rest of their lives. So yeah, it's a conscious decision. It's just a decision you need to keep making every single day.
Okay, it's possible, but it's a decision you have to make consciously and do every single day. Okay, Red Lips, what do you think?
Yep.
Remember we talked about the human will, the power of our will. We're taking decision. If you personally decide to be faithful to somebody all your life, irrespective of how the person responds or if the person would be faithful in return, then it's possible to be faithful to someone all your life.
So the person has to also reciprocate it as well.
Like the samurai. Have you read about the Japanese samurai?
The samurai, okay. The
Japanese samurai. I don't know how it's well pronounced. Those guys swear allegiance to their master and are ready to lose their life for it. It's a decision they took, and they will do it till the day they die. So it's possible.
Okay, fair enough. Yes, I would even want to know from the perspective of Nigerians. Niger, are you listening? Is it possible for a Nigerian to be faithful to someone all their life? I don't know why that somehow sounds like an even deeper question. But yeah, number to dial, 0700-993-993-993. Once again, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Moses from Lekki.
Hi, Moses. Yes. What's your take on the subject?
Yes, it is possible for one to be faithful.
How is it possible?
And there are so many people that are faithful.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it all depends on your mindset. And it all depends on your faith. That still goes to what you believe in. If not for God, lots of people would have not been faithful. Because naturally... men like jumping from one to another, so naturally sometimes. But we only stay faithful because of the knowledge we have acquired from where? The Bible. And that has built our faith stronger. And what is our faith? That has built our belief in God stronger.
Well, what about atheists? No, so are you saying an atheist cannot be faithful to someone all their life?
I see. I don't know. They know that. Me, I know. But I know anybody that wants to be faithful can be faithful. But one truth again is this. Do you know these scientists we keep talking about? Before they knew, scientists believed the earth was standing on something. But the Bible, was there all this jet at the time they were writing the Bible for people to go to heaven? Nobody went, but they wrote it. It's in the Bible that the earth is round, just like it, and it's floating. So, do anybody need to tell us that there is a creator? The wave of the sea, the things we see, the flower, the things we see shows us there's somebody that has designed this earth to be like this. And okay. For the angels are given same free will as we are. You understand? They choose, the ones that choose to serve God are still with God. And the ones that choose to rebel are with Satan. They desire what belongs to God.
Okay. Thank you so much for that contribution. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's the name? Where are you calling from?
Fine, thank you. My name is Ahmed. I'm from Lekki First One.
Hi, Ahmed. Yes, what's your take on the subject?
Yeah, My own subject that you have to know yourself, you have to know His messenger, you have to know God. So you have to know these three in one.
Okay, you just wanted to throw that contribution in. Okay, fair enough, fair enough. You have to know yourself, you have to know God. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Sile Buka. Hey, my baba. Wow, I don't even know Val, he calls. You know where we meet ourselves, honestly. On Joyce, even on Lagos Talk. So, as in, shout out to him, honestly. And my baba. This conversation is critical thinking, logical, and, you know, from different perspectives. I love this, honestly. I miss you guys. Was it 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon? What is it? More time. So, now, this confident or having faith on someone. You see, when you violate your own faith, you've already violated another person's faith. Do you understand? Like, I believe that this person is my brother, and when I hurt the person, you already hurt yourself. So, for you to have faith on someone, you got to have faith in yourself. And when your faith is shit, you've already shit that faith of another person. Good one, guys.
Okay. Thank you so much for that contribution. Let's take one last one. Hello.
Hey, Buka, I miss you too. This is
Yes, what's your take this time?
Nice talk. I think it is possible for one to be faithful to a particular person. It all boils down to your mindset. Whatever you decide to do and stay committed to it is actualizable. Good guys. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. We're going to take one more quick advert break and we'll be back once again in just a second. You're still listening to Don't Drop the Mic and we are talking about faithfulness. Stay tuned.
Talk, news, and sports after this.
The Fixer is coming back with a bang. Join the blunt, real, and highly professional Dr. Tolu, a clinical counselor and sex therapist, on Intimacy Clinic.
Intimacy Clinic
with Dr. Tolu. Saturdays, 10 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You asked for it, now you have it.
Don't have a radio close to you? Not to worry. Catch our live stream 24/7 at www.nigeriainfo.fm. Radio everywhere you go on your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Your number one station for talk.
Let's talk.
That's right. Let's talk. You still listen to Don't Drop the Mic here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're talking about faithfulness. I'm joined with Ems Akatu, Yem Swags, and MC Red Lips. And we're asking at the moment, is it hard, or rather, is it possible to be faithful to someone all your life? Let's evolve the question just a little bit. Who is more faithful, men or women? And why do you think so? What do you guys think? Who is more faithful, men or women? And why do you think so? Yes, Yem Swags, look like you got a response. What do you think?
I feel trying to weigh it, it's a bit dicey. But then I'd say men, in the regard of...
Men are more faithful than women, okay? I didn't see that coming, but carry on.
Yeah. I'd say men. Because in the regard of if you're looking at it from love, because a man, you see, a man can be faithful to a woman and there's still shit. Would you say that's faithfulness or would you say it's not?
Wait, hold on. This is getting even deeper than I saw it going. Hold on. So a man can be faithful to a woman but still cheat on the woman. Wow. Please, you're going to have to break this down.
Because what I'm saying, my definition of faithfulness is that he owes allegiance to her. I mean, he's his wife or whatever, maybe they're not married or he's
okay.
But then the driving force of being a man and then not being able to withhold yourself.
The driving force of being a man.
Yes, swags.
Now, it's an interesting perspective that I did not see coming. Okay. You learn every day. Akatsi, what's your response to this? Or what do you think?
I think your question is one of those questions that ties people up. And it's a very, very nicely tricky question that forces you to go down one go down the rabbit hole. I think it depends on the context. And Yep Songs has opened a very interesting one, which I didn't even think about.
That, so as in, the man is cheating, but he's faithful because he's coming back home. You understand? He's still sleeping in the same address.